shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about
fun.
It.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, student sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Asha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Exploding Head Movies. And this is Val from Folk Oasis filling in for Gak, who is still away overseas, I believe, at this point in his travels. He is in Oxfordshire. And big props and many thanks to Robert for another fine and folky edition of Sore Throats Clapping Hands. He's here every Monday evening, 6:30 p.m. So I'll be with you for the next hour and a half. The featured soundtrack this week will be the soundtrack from Canadian movie The Year Dolly Parton Was My Mom, and we'll even throw in a couple of tracks by Dolly Parton herself some point during the show. But for all you hockey fans out there, you're probably not tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM right at this moment. But if you are listening to us via podcast after the fact, well, we're still in the third period as I speak, as I look at my computer. And we're still losing Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals to the Bruins. But I don't know, did he really expect the Bruins to do poorly on home turf? I don't know. In any case, we are going to tip our toque to the folks there at Hockey Night in Canada, and start tonight's show with a couple of hockey-related tunes. Now, this one is probably very familiar to those of you who are regular consumers of Hockey Night in Canada on CBC television. This is an Ontario troubadour by the name of David Francie, and we are going to call it up here. This is Skating Rink. Ah, or maybe not. We're having a little technical difficulty here. Well, what I'm going to do is switch computer browsers. I think that's going to help me out a lot. But so we'll just switch the order of the hockey songs. That's easy enough to do. This is another song, perhaps not so much hockey related, but I think fairly apt, especially given what's happening this evening between the Canucks and the Bruins. This is a band from Victoria, BC, I do believe, and they're called Northcote. The song is Battle.
It's time to get going out on your way, 'cause we've been like loose cannons about to go. Testing out all our luck, how far we can run. Don't you know that I'm still wishing upon your star? I'll be your paddle in the sky at the end of days. I'll be the weight on your frame when it all floats and disappears. I'll be the hum of the furnace in the back of your mind while you try and try to kiss them all goodbye.
Skating rink drifts across the town, and the stars are heaven high above, forever looking down. And I'm standing looking upward, and I'm listening to the sound of the village in the lonely heart of winter. And the lights above the skating rink illuminate the scene, and on the snow the shadows show footsteps where we've been. And Danny's breath hangs motionless and hovers like a dream above his head in the lonely heart of winter. Darkness at the lonely heart of winter. The from the skating rink drifts across the town. And the stars of heaven high above, forever looking down. And I'm standing, looking upward, and I'm listening to the sound of the village and the lonely heart of winter now.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hi, this is Dave from Folk Thief, and you're listening to Folk Oasis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ah, I'm glad we got that sorted out. So, a little bit of hockey for you to start things off. And, of course, that song that you just heard was Skating Rink. It is the title track from David Francie's 2004 Juno Award-winning disc. And David Francie, a fine example of how visitors and immigrants to Canada have embraced the national sport. He was born in Scotland, Lanarkshire, I believe, and emigrated to Quebec at the age of 12. I'm sure at some point he strapped on a pair of skates and did a lot of construction jobs, hitchhiked his way across the country, and along the way became a true troubadour. That doesn't get much more folky than that, so Skating Rink will send it out to all you folks who are maybe a little tired of all the hype and commercialism and the four-digit tickets for hockey games during the playoffs and those horribly expensive jerseys, etc., that you may be having to fork out for your kids or for yourself or a significant other. In any case, before that, a little song called Battle, which comes from the latest release from a band called Northcote called Gather No Dust. There's some really nice tracks on here. My usual show, of course, is Folk Oasis. I'll be featuring some tracks from this album on my show this Wednesday. So let me be your battle when the water starts to rise. Send that one out to all you hardcore Canucks fans who are enjoying the game. I think, I'm not sure if the game is quite over yet, but in any case, there's more to come. So back to radio here. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies with special guest Val. I usually do Folk Oasis Wednesday evenings here on CITR 101.9 FM. So indeed, I will be getting a little bit more folky than is Gary's want, although he certainly, this show is a very folk-friendly zone, I've found, any time that I've tuned it in. Now, we're going to feature, to start this next set off, a young gent from northern Alabama who's going to be traveling through our city in the very near future next Monday night. In fact, you can see Jason Isbell and the 400 unit at the Biltmore Cabaret. Jason, former member of Drive-By Truckers, also formerly married to Drive-By Truckers' current bass player. And I love that the 400 unit part of his band name apparently refers to a former nickname for the psych ward at a hospital in his hometown of Florence, Alabama. So from his new, let me see, I have to poke this open to get the actual name of the CD, which I've forgotten, of course. Oh, yes. Here We Rest is the name of the brand new CD by Jason Isbell. And the 400 units, get that CD player going. And we're going to listen to a track called Go It Alone. We'll be right back.
much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
least it feels that way to me.
And there's something for a sultry summer evening, very southern sounding. I can just taste the sweetened iced tea and picture my sunning myself, fanning myself on my sun porch. That has a very nice dusty Springfield Shelby Lynn sort of vibe to it, doesn't it? All the way from Saskatchewan, Carrie Catherine, that's who you heard. Her brand new CD is called Wilderness. She is actually going to be in town as well doing some gigs. She's currently on tour. It's called the Baby on Board Tour because, well, she managed to get herself pregnant right after she finished recording this album. And she'll be at Montmartre Cafe up on Main Street on June 9th. And if I click to the next page, it looks like she's at the Scarlet Supper Club on June 11th with Jason Mitchell. It's on Granville Street somewhere. I'm not even sure where that is. Scarlet Supper Club, June 11th. And then you can catch her in other locales, of course, in BC and Alberta the next little while. Lovely album and some nice touches there on the vibraphone from Nashville legend by the name of Charlie McCoy, who is a famous session musician. He's who's also managed to record 35 solo albums on his own, apparently. Best known for harmonica, but also very adept at vibraphone and other such instruments. He recorded with Elvis Presley. He was on Bob Dylan's Highway 61, and the credits go on. So pretty amazing that she, Carrie Catherine, was able to record in Nashville with folks of that caliber. Wonderful CD, and another one that I'll be featuring this Wednesday on Folk Oasis. And before that, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit playing at the Biltmore next Monday. Pretty sure you'll see several CITR programmers at that gig if you squint, if you're there. We'll be up near the stage pounding back perhaps some adult beverages. In any case, the new album is called Here We Rest, and it's a good one. So let's do a little time check here. It looks like it is 8 p.m. on the dot here at CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the internet at citr.ca. And of course, some of you may be listening to this via podcast. And as far as I know, Gary, aka Gak, will be back in the driver's seat here next Monday evening. Don't forget that at 9 p.m., The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker. And after that, Canada Post Rock, hosted by John. Do please stay tuned to our fine programming this evening and any other time you're able to. If you want to get some more detailed information about what we're about, best place to go, of course, is our website, citr.ca. And of course, Exploding Head Movies, all about being the soundtrack to your life, and usually featuring a soundtrack from a movie, current or vintage. And this week, I'm going to be featuring a new movie that's out in current release. It was playing, I believe, at Tinseltown here in Vancouver for a short while, and it's slowly opening up in other cities across Canada. The movie is called The Year Dolly Parton Was My Mom. And the soundtrack consists mostly of Dolly Parton covers as performed by Canadian women. It's great. Really nice selection of talent on here. Martha Wainwright, Coral Egan, the Waylon Jennies, even Nelly Furtado. So we'll be getting to that fairly soon. But before that, wanted to let you fine folks know, in case you didn't already know this, that it is National Accordion Awareness Month. Now, national meaning usually U.S., and indeed this little month, special month, was started in 1989 by Tom Turalia. Turalia, I think that's his name, actually, who was and does still reside in San Francisco. We'll talk a little bit more about him maybe in a minute, but first, I wanted to combine, this is something very interesting that DJ Goulash, fellow CITR programmer, passed along to me. If you were ever wondering what Baltic bass sounds like, apparently it's a new genre that's also known as world/folk/bass/club music from Finland. Yes, Finland, so I'll send this out to Gary. I'm sure he'll enjoy it. This is DJ Emil versus Marku Lepisto. I'm not sure how close my pronunciation is on that last name there, second name. But apparently, Marku Lepisto is known in his home country of Finland as an accordion superstar. But I think you folks will dig what goes down with this remix. It's called Thunderbird.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
There is a certain country far, 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 far away. It disappears and reappears from day to day to day. The people there once danced a dance which made them all feel strong. And someone said the steps they did were terribly wrong. And that is the subject of this little polka song. The one-legged polka was their new name for this dance, requiring from the dancers a completely different stance. Half the steps were from before, the other steps were new. One had to move a certain way, not any style would do. Advantages were many, now you needed one less shoe. Needed two legs, the new steps required one. It was said that this new dance would be much, much, much more fun. The people couldn't get it, they were so set in their ways. The new steps did remind them of those distant ancient days. All the dance they did when their whole country was ablaze.
Wherein the instructions for the new one-legged polka were given as follows.
Don't ask too many questions, cause the answers aren't for sale. So dance just like a train that's dancing down a single rail. The one-legged polka is an easy dance to do, just like eating with only a single tooth to chew. But make sure your foot doesn't step in any glue. Now some do recall the steps the two-leg dance required. Many thought that dance was dead, that everyone expired. The teachers were good-natured, they just had no sense of taste. Growing out a useful foot seemed like too much a waste. Standing on two legs made dancing much more strongly based. The old two-legged polka will return to the dance floor. The legs to arms like millions will be stronger than before. No one pay attention to the knocking at the door.
There's no such word as fate. It's really not too late. Solidarity is such a strong genetic trait.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
So if you're just tuning in, yes, this is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Val, filling in for Gak, who should be back next week. And you just heard a couple of songs, our little mini tribute to National Accordion Awareness Month. Now, that last song was called the Solidarity Polka Song, and that comes from a CD from the early 90s by I believe he's from Illinois, an accordion player named Guy, or Guy, I suppose. Guy would be the French pronunciation, wouldn't it? Guy Kluchevsek. And Who Stole the Polka is the name of the CD. And as he says in the liner notes, the idea was to bring together two parts of his schizophrenic musical background. Seeing as he was a Slovene, or is a Slovenian-American, he played polkas, waltzes, etc. growing up, while at the same time studying classical accordion. And then he was introduced to the classical music for accordion, also studied composing. His own tastes, and maybe a little bit of it came through in that tune. Philip Glass, Steve Reich, John Zorn, etc. And as his Wikipedia page says, Kluchevsek is one of relatively few accordion players active in jazz and free improvisation. Kind of an interesting guy, and some interesting tunes, interesting use of the accordion, sort of deconstructing the polka, so to speak. And before that, from Finland, a little Baltic beat, Baltic with a K. And apparently you can get this on an EP called Boom Shakalaka. I think that's it. Boomshakalaka.fi, in any case, is the website. And this song, Thunderbird, is available for you to listen to on SoundCloud.com. So that was DJ Emil versus Marco Lepisto, and a whole bunch of accordion in there, too. Very versatile instrument, much maligned, of course, but I can really do some groovy stuff with it. So, before we get to our featured soundtrack this evening, the year Dolly Parton was my mom, Gary very kindly suggested or requested that if I could come across it, if I came across it, could I please play some classic Dolly, and specifically Coat of Many Colors. So, Gary, this is for you.
I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was a way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. me in my coat of many colors. My mama made for me, made just for me.
The annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival is back on July 15th through until the 17th for its 34th year running. There will be over 60 great acts playing, including Gillian Welch, Roseanne Cash, the Jayhawks, as well as Canada's very own New Country Rehab, Catherine Calder of the New Pornographers, Imaginary Cities, and Jim Bryson. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.thefestival.bc.ca. or call 604-602-9798. Cheaper early bird tickets are available until June 11th.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So that was Dolly Parton with Coat of Many Colors, which has been covered by many an artist. I suppose most famously Shania Twain. And now we're going to get right in, dig right into this lovely soundtrack from the year Dolly Parton Was My Mom. Now you can read up about the movie at the website theyeardollypartonwasmymom.blogspot.com. Tara Johns, I love her own description here, born in Calgary, deflowered in Vancouver, and indoctrinated in Montreal, where she remains based. Few fun facts about the movie. Number of shooting days, 15 in Quebec, 14 in Manitoba. Number of women on the crew, 165. Number of dolly wigs needed for the concert scene, 15. And Dolly indeed does appear, a little voice cameo in the movie, apparently. Sounds like a wonderful movie. Features some BC talent in the acting department. The synopsis quickly is a little 11-year-old, and the year is 1976. Elizabeth is 11 years old. Sort of one of these coming-of-age stories, isn't it? You can feel that coming on. She learns that she's been adopted, and then she goes on a cathartic cross-country trek with her mother, searching for her mother, and also, of course, imagining and hoping, maybe dreaming, that Dolly Parton was actually her mother. Something like that. In any case, the star of the movie is apparently a Vancouver newcomer, Julia Stone. And featured as her father, I believe, in the movie is another Vancouver-born actor, Gil Bellows, who's quite well-known to many of you, I'm sure, from Ally McBeal, The Shawshank Redemption, and so on and so forth. So let us start with a little cover of Little Sparrow, performed by Genevieve Toupin.
chest, the broken dream of a cold, false-hearted lover and his evil cunning.
And that was Dolly Parton, her fine self, with the opening track from the soundtrack to The Year Dolly Parton Was My Mom. Love Is Like a Butterfly, of course. And before that, from the Genevieve Toupin, a lovely cover of Dolly's Little Sparrow. And it is about 8:32 here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Exploding Head Movies. Gak will be back. Gak will be back. Next Monday, in his usual time slot here, 7:30 to 9 p.m. I'm Val, and I usually host this show, actually. Why don't I be indulgent and here's a little self-promotion. Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca. Well, so that's my normal slot then, Wednesday evenings. Some of you may already know that. And let's get back to this lovely soundtrack to the Tara Johns film. The original music score was composed by one Luc Sicard. And I think we'll listen to something that he penned. This is a little something called Rye Whiskey Tea Suite. And we'll follow that up with Nelly Furtado's cover of The Seeker.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago when the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, on old memories like that, or do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night 'cause you miss me? Do you, darling? Oh, and do your memories ever take you back into another place?
Scratch Records presents A Night of Music at the Interurban Gallery 1 East Hastings on June 10th. Performing that night are Himalayan Bear, who just finished up a tour with new pornographer Catherine Calder, Prairie Cat, who will be debuting material off his upcoming album, and Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown and the Bible Belts will also be playing. All ages welcome, doors open at 9 p.m, advance tickets are $8 from Red Cat, Scratch or Zulu Records, or it's $10 in at the door.
Good one.
And this is Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Again, I'm Val, filling in here for Gary, who's much missed, and we wish him happy travels and safe travels as he's been gallivanting around Northern Europe. So you've heard several tracks from the wonderful soundtrack to the movie The Year Dolly Parton Was My Mom, which just had a little bit of a run here in Vancouver, I believe. And currently, or very soon, we'll be playing in Winnipeg, Victoria, and in August in Montreal in a French subtitled version. So that last track was Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? as performed by Martha Wainwright. And before that, make sure I get the right track. Yes, the Nelly Furtado version of The Seeker, very lovely. And before that, a little instrumental composed by Luke Sicard called Rye Whiskey Tea Suite. So we have a time for a couple of more tunes here before I pass it over to the Jazz Show and Gavin Walker. Now, this is an album that's been on my personal CD player for quite some time now. Sort of a folky, rootsy, poppy, more leaning towards the poppy album called Lost Art by The Details out of Winnipeg. Now, apparently, kind of an interesting story came out of their recent appearance at South by Southwest. You know, many bands have fallen by the wayside, going down there, doing their showcases, and coming back beat up and rid hard. Well, this, apparently, The Details met none other than Kim Fowley, legendary record producer, who's worked with the likes of Alice Cooper, Kiss, Runaways, of course, featured in the movie The Runaways. They ran into him in an elevator, and apparently they really bonded, made quite a connection there. So we'll see how that works out for them. Kim Fowley. So before we play a track from this Details CD, well, actually, how about we play this lovely little Kim Fowley station ID that I love so much.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Panic in distorted walls.
sugar between the teeth.
Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
So, we started that little set with something from the latest CD by The Details. The CD is called Lost Art, and the song was Landscapes. And following that, a duo from right here in Vancouver, BC, Blind God. Their brand new CD, I believe it's their debut CD, is called A Feast for Mourners. A sound that, well, wouldn't be out of place on the Fat Possum label, would it now? And that tune was Magnetic. Watch for this duo playing live around town. It's actually, it translates really live. Am I making any sense? You know how it is sometimes, the record's good, doesn't quite play out in a live venue, but these boys definitely bring it across very well. Blind God. So, I'm about to finish off this edition of Exploding Head Movies, and I'm Val. Again, I host Folk Oasis. Usually, I will be doing my next show this Wednesday evening at 8 p.m., to sort of ease us into the jazz show here, I thought I'd bring it back down and folkify again. Listen to a tune from a fine troubadour that I played near the top of the show, David Francy. And some of you might be aware that today, June 6th, marks the anniversary of D-Day, also known as the Normandy Landings, also known as Operation Neptune, the Allied invasion of Normandy towards the end of World War II. And this is a really quite a charming little song written by David and inspired by a visit that he made to the Normandy shores. So, this is Flowers of Saskatchewan, and I bid you good evening. Take care of yourselves, and don't forget to tune in next week for an all-GAC edition of Exploding Head Movies. Coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM, of course, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Stay tuned. Thank you.
sun was shining on the English Channel on a ferry off the coast of France. And it was summer and a pleasant morning, and high above gulls wheeled and danced. And high above the cliffs of morning, the gun emplacements had stood in ranks. And I walked over to the railing and I heard the ghosts of the Calgary Times. History books and magazines of three men standing, smoking, staring among the dead men on a rocky beach. And in the light of that pleasant morning, as we sailed under the cliffs above, thought of all their silent prayers and their final thoughts of the ones they loved. But they left behind at prairie stations, waving to their pride and joy, waving to the smiling faces, smiling faces on the soldier boys. No waves of grain will claim the fallen, just the channel cold and grey as steel. And no return to the rolling prairie and a silent cross on a lonely field. Sun was shining on the rolling prairie, far from the channel, cold and grey. Shone on the families, friends and lovers of the prairie boys who fell that day. But they could not know on that sunny morning the future held them no joy. They'd wait in vain at prairie stations, wait in vain for the soldier boy.
Vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever shall be hip, 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 hip.